This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Inflation soared 8.5% over the past 12 months, the biggest spike since December of 1981. Economists were expecting this to be a tough report. Prices at the pump are among those that have spiked during Russia's war with Ukraine. Now, President Biden will announce that he's waiving an ethanol rule to try to lower gas prices. The rule prevents the sale of higher ethanol blend gasoline. The AP's Julie Walker.
Senior Biden administration officials say the move will save drivers an average of 10 cents per gallon at 2,300 gas stations. Industry groups say most of those stations are in the Midwest and the South, including Texas. Members of Congress from both parties, as well as industry groups, had urged Biden to grant the waiver.
Russia is being warned not to use chemical weapons in its war on Ukraine. Western officials say they are investigating an unconfirmed claim that a poisonous substance has been dropped in Mariupol. The AP's Ben Thomas with more on what's already happened to that devastated city.
The mayor, Vadim Boychenko, says more than 10,000 civilians have died in the siege, and the full toll could be twice that. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says right now it's impossible to verify the numbers.
But if you just look at the imagery and you see how much the Russians have pounded Mariupol from the air, it's inconceivable to imagine that there aren't going to be civilian casualties and that it could be a significant number.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Beijing says the U.S. is smearing and discrediting China. It's angry about the State Department's order that non-emergency U.S. government employees leave the Shanghai consulate because of a COVID outbreak in the city. Here in the U.S., Philadelphia is the first major U.S. city to reinstate its indoor mask mandate. This is AP News. MSNBC's Rachel Maddow is back. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
The good news for MSNBC viewers, Rachel Maddow is back. The not-so-good news for her fans, her return is like that of the McRib, for a limited time only. She says starting next month, she will only be doing her primetime show one day a week. The only day she will work after next month is on Mondays, unless she says there are some big news events. Meanwhile, the network says it will rotate guest host the other four nights on the show that it will call MSNBC Prime. Maddow's time slot saw a drop in viewership during her absence. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Carrie Underwood and Jason Aldean were the big winners at Monday night's CMT Music Awards. Underwood and Aldean won Video of the Year and Collaborative Video of the Year for their duet, If I Didn't Love You. Underwood said, "This one's all about the fans, man," as she accepted the belt buckle CMT trophy. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.